IP protection evolved from a discretionary privilege to a universal right in the 1800s. The concept of knowledge as property in the United States grew alongside the country's development. Intellectual property is about seeing ideas as a driving force. It mainly covers copyright and patent protection. Patents began as special economic privileges in 15th-century Italian city-states. In England, patents were tools used by monarchs to boost new industries, even if some patents didn't introduce new technology. In the United States, unlike European countries where privileges were granted by the crown, legislatures awarded patents to inventors. Before the Patent Act of 1790, American colonies lacked a standardized patent system, each operating independently. This changed with the 1790 Act, the nation's first federal patent law, signaling a shift towards emphasizing technological innovation. Patents became tools for promoting individual inventors rather than trade privileges, requiring detailed specifications to be filed publicly to protect innovative ideas. Copyright initially evolved from printing patents, which granted exclusive rights to publish and distribute specific texts. These patents were primarily intended to regulate the book industry, placing a greater emphasis on publishers rather than protecting authors and their creative works. Copyright originated from English publishers' exclusive printing rights. The development of early copyright laws in the United States was greatly shaped by English legal traditions. A key influence was the 1710 Statute of Anne, a British law that established a copyright system granting authors control over the printing and publishing of their works. In contrast, copyright protection was not initially recognized in the American colonies, where printing presses were viewed as public resources and markets were relatively small and isolated, providing printers with little competition during this period. Authors and inventors gained similar rights to their intellectual works. Before the American Revolution, there wasn't national protection for patents or copyrights. However, the U.S. Constitution included an important clause on intellectual property, marking the start of a national system. The Copyright Act of 1790 was a major step. It set up the first U.S. copyright system. This act granted authors the right to own their creative works. For the first time, authors were recognized as creators of original ideas. The idea of authorship became the key factor in determining who owned the rights to creative works. This shift meant that authors, not publishers, were now the main beneficiaries of copyright protection. The concept was that authors, as the originators of new ideas, deserved to own the intellectual products they created. In the 1820s, originality became a crucial factor in determining copyright protection and infringement. This shift led to the challenge of assessing whether an idea was truly original. Courts simplified the concept of originality to mean not simply copying someone else's work. By the mid-19th century, courts began assessing originality by focusing on whether a text was significantly new as a way to decide if it qualified for copyright protection. Authors' copyrights shifted to permit corporate ownership during industrialization. In the mid-19th century, authorities favored originality as the basis for copyright protection to promote the spread of knowledge and art. However, by the late 1800s, the growing influence of advertising prompted changes in how courts viewed copyright. Unlike English tradition, U.S. courts started allowing copywriting of primarily commercial texts. As the economic landscape shifted and new types of texts emerged, the standards for originality were adjusted from significant novelty to minimal novelty. This meant that authors only needed to contribute something new to their work, ensuring it wasn't merely a copy of existing material. Creative works are now judged by market value due to increased advertising. In the 19th century, as wage labor and the consumer class grew, market value and advertising became increasingly important. At the start of American history, there wasn't much competition in the print industry. However, as the economy evolved, competition intensified, making commercial value a key factor in success. Copyright laws changed by focusing on market value rather than subjective judgments of creativity. This shift eliminated the need for personal opinions on whether a work was original. It also reflected a growing lack of public trust in the government's ability to protect everyone's interests equally. With this change, the government's role shifted from granting special privileges to ensuring that creators' rights were upheld. Evolution of copyright law. The new, more democratic copyright process clashed with the traditional idea of the romantic author. Under this system, any author could secure copyright protection. Interestingly, the standard for originality, based on market value, was quite low. This made authors more significant because any form of expressive work could be considered original. As copyright law evolved, it began to cover various artistic expressions. Gradually, this expansion included dramatic performances, 1856, photographs, 1865, and paintings and sculptures, 1870. In the 18th century, authors were seen as the rightful owners of their creative works, but what exactly did they own? Back then, courts focused on the idea of owning the copy of the work, which meant the physical printed version. This meant that authors had a direct connection to their creation, not just as an idea, but as a tangible object. As industrialization grew, a new kind of author emerged, those who worked for companies. In this setup, when authors create something, their employers automatically own the copyright. This idea became official with the 1909 Copyright Act. The reasoning was simple. If the employer hadn't asked for the work, the author wouldn't have made it. So, it made sense for the employer to get the copyright. This system made it easy to give copyright to the employer, preserving the view of authors as creative minds while protecting corporate rights. Evolution of copyright and fair use. The evolution of copyright in the 19th century reflects a shift from merely protecting physical copies to safeguarding the underlying intellectual essence of works, irrespective of their tangible form, particularly with the rise of corporate authorship. During this period, the concept of fair use emerged in 1841 to prevent an overly broad expansion of copyright protection by permitting limited use of copyrighted material that did not unduly harm the copyright holder. These developments in copyright law were intertwined with changing societal values, aiming to balance the protection of intellectual property rights with the promotion of knowledge dissemination. Early patents in America were not automatic rights, similar to copyright. Instead, they were discretionary privileges. The 1790 Patent Act did not establish patent rights, but created a framework for granting patents at the government's discretion. It wasn't until the 1793 Patent Act that a formal patent registration system was introduced, transferring the decision-making power from the government to the courts. This shift meant that both the government and the courts had to approve patents, making the social benefits of an invention crucial in the approval process and legal cases. Consequently, judges were tasked with evaluating the usefulness of an invention. Over time, the role of the courts evolved to focus less on definite benefits and more on assessing whether an invention posed any potential harm. Industrialization shifted patent ownership from inventors to employers. The 1836 Patent Act changed how patents were granted by saying inventors could get a patent if their invention was useful and important enough. This meant the government was now only guaranteeing basic property rights, and an invention's value was determined by market demand. After the Civil War, the importance of market value grew significantly due to industrialization and the rise of the market economy. This led to an expansion of patent coverage. However, similar to copyright issues, there was a risk of extending protection too broadly, which could allow corporations to solidify economic gains at the expense of innovation. Too many patents could also impede inventors from sharing knowledge for the greater public good. Inventor versus corporations, balancing patent protection. Similar to how copyright law protected romantic authors, patent law focused on the genius inventor. This created a clash with corporations aiming to safeguard their processes. To resolve this conflict, an invention needed to be truly innovative, later termed non-obviousness, to qualify for patent rights. The historical debate over copyright and patent protection centered on defining intellectual property ownership. Before the mid-19th century, inventors personally owned their creations. However, with the rise of large corporations and employee inventors, patent ownership shifted to employers through the employer-employee relationship. Instead of considering the nature of this relationship, courts established that patents automatically belong to employers based on employment contracts. As industrialization progressed, companies emphasized research and development, R&D, incorporating explicit patent assignment clauses into employment agreements. This shift reflected the increasing significance of organizational innovation during the industrial era. Firms strategically use IP for copyright and patent protection. The scope of patent ownership evolved significantly in early U.S. history. Initially, inventions were viewed as specific designs for tangible objects, but by the 1830s, courts began to consider inventions as intellectual concepts applicable in various physical forms. This shift led to the use of the mechanical equivalent standard in the 1840s and 1850s to assess patent infringement. Courts also ruled that natural principles themselves couldn't be patented. Instead, patents could cover the practical application of these principles. With industrialization, corporations advocated for patenting processes rather than principles to gain control over innovation in their sectors and stabilize their markets. In the 1870s, courts started separating an invention's use from its physical design. This change allowed inventors to patent processes rather than specific machines. By focusing on the intellectual essence of an invention instead of its exact design, companies could make broader patent claims while still sharing knowledge with the public. This shift addressed concerns about making inventions accessible while protecting the essence of the innovation. Evolution of patents in the 19th century. The 19th century witnessed a significant evolution in the concept of patents, transitioning from direct representations of inventions to abstract legal documents protecting intellectual property. Initially, under the Patent Act of 1790, patent applications required detailed descriptions linking inventions to legal protection. However, with the Patent Act of 1836, the focus shifted away from physical embodiments towards written patent texts, emphasizing the importance of patent claims over descriptive specifications. By the late 1800s, patent claims became the primary means of defining a patent's scope, giving rise to the specialized role of patent professionals who crafted these claims to safeguard abstract intellectual property. Market value replaced subjective use assessment of intellectual property. The concept of intellectual property rights in the United States evolved from rewarding individuals who made technological advancements, originally granted as privileges to romantic authors and ingenious inventors, to a system increasingly driven by business interests during the era of industrialization. Market demand became the primary measure of value, shifting the focus from individual innovators to company-led processes and management of intellectual property. Key points. 1. IP rights evolved in the 1800s, recognizing ideas as valuable assets beyond royal privilege. 2. U.S. patent and copyright laws prioritized innovation and authorship, differing from European traditions. 3. Copyright laws shifted from industry regulation to recognizing authors as creators of original ideas. 4. Industrialization led to corporate ownership of creative works, transferring rights from individuals to employers. 5. Market value became crucial for copyright and patent protection, reflecting societal and economic changes. 6. Patent laws expanded to protect intellectual concepts, reflecting broader industrial innovations. 7. 19th century IP rights favored business interests, emphasizing market-driven value and corporate ownership.